As this holiday season begins, Louisiana waits on federal disaster relief funding. No word yet on the governor's request to Congress for about $4 billion to make that happen. And while some flood victims are spending the holiday in newly fixed homes, thousands more are still not back in their houses. Jessica Rosegard went to a free holiday meal for flood victims in the Baton Rouge area. She reports for the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership.
A jazz band welcomed hundreds of flood victims into the Baton Rouge River Center earlier this week for an evening of holiday celebration and thanks. Just before Thanksgiving, 100 days after the floods, many Louisiana victims are still displaced. Tony Washington, a small business owner from Zachary, sits with his son at one of 100 white-clothed tables enjoying a traditional turkey dinner and the music. Their neighborhood flooded not once, but twice.
My house flooded in March, and it also flooded in the last event. So we were just repairing the house, or finishing the repairs, when this flood came.
Washington's house took on 3 feet of water in the spring. August was worse.
I had to take 8 foot of wall out. So it was terrible. Everything in our house was gone.
He and his family are living on their property in a manufactured housing unit, what we used to call a FEMA trailer. He would be considered one of the lucky ones. Only about 1,500 people are in MHUs. There's not enough inventory for more, and the approval process takes months.
I promise you it's going to be a night that you won't forget.
The event, called Love on Louisiana, was co-sponsored by Essence Magazine, Tina Knowles Lawson, a.k.a. Beyoncé's mom, who has family roots in New Iberia, and Beyoncé's Be Good Foundation. In addition to dinner, attendees celebrated 10 hometown heroes, teachers and students who went above and beyond in helping their community during the flood. They received recognition and hugs from Solange and Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child. Levi Lewis appreciates the recognition from these famous ladies. He's a senior at Scotlandville Magnet High School in East Baton Rouge and plans to go to Lafayette next year on a football scholarship. His school served as a shelter when floodwaters rose.
My dad, he woke me up first thing that morning, man. We got some work to do. I went to my school to go help out at the shelter, dish out food, set up the cots. It was so much going on at the time that it was kind of hard to keep in, but I had to stay strong and help out.
Many in Louisiana felt overlooked and ignored by the national media when the nameless storm ravaged their homes. Baton Rouge Mayor Kip Holden, whose time in office ends next year, says local government won't forget.
With this organization and everybody coming together tonight is saying to people in Baton Rouge that you're not in this battle alone, that we're going to be here with you. We're going to try to raise money to take care of needs that you have.
Sitting across the convention hall, LaWanda War says she had 5 feet of water in the East Baton Rouge home her family rented. She worked at Park Forest Elementary School, where her 10-year-old daughter Leah was a student. That flooded too. They lost everything at the school and her home. Being at this event seems to help, if just a little.
It's very important to know that, you know, I wasn't the only one. You know, it was many, many, many people.
She and her 4 kids are living in an RV on her parents' property. Her landlord sold the house she was renting, so there's no home to go back to. To make matters worse, her recent FEMA claim was denied. Yet despite everything she lost, she's focusing on what she has, her job, her life, and her family. And as for Tony Washington, he's celebrating the holiday in his temporary trailer.
Are you going to cook a turkey in the FEMA trailer?
No, I'm going to do it outside. I'm an outsider. I mean, I get to beat the butane pot. I might get the pig and roast it on outside. That's how I do it. Chef Boyardee.
After the pumpkin pie was finished, everyone left with a free turkey. One less expense for survivors this holiday season, as Louisiana waits for federal disaster money to help the many people still in need. For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Jessica Rosegard.